There is a great need to return to the heart-centeredness from which you all spring. For the heart is the center of your being, the link to your greater self, to your soul and your soul's journey. It is time to return to the beginning, to the innocence with which you were born, to the openness with which you were born, to the curiosity to which you were born, to the need to be expressive, to love, to be kind and compassionate. Remember yourself as a tiny child. You can do it. Go back, go back, go back into your heart as far as you can go, and remember your innocence. Bring forth your innocence once again as you greet strangers, as you greet each day, as you look forward to life again. Go back to your innocence and let your innocence guide you to sense other hearts, to sense other beings on their own spiritual journeys, for you are all in the same process, in the process of living your soul's journey, anchored in your heart's intent, fueled by your heart's goodness. Remember this. Remember your true self, your innocent self, your spirit that longs to express itself in the life you now live. Find a way to do this each day. Find a way to anchor in your heart, to find your heart's goodness again, and to live from your heart. Greet others with your innocent heart and your innocent eyes and your innocent words. Just say hello and begin to understand that everyone you meet is on the same journey, though each journey is unique and each person is unique. You are all on the journey of your soul, your soul's intent for fulfillment, for completion, to bring together all of your lives and take you forward. Be open-hearted as you seek out your life. Be open-hearted as you take your journey, but especially be open-hearted towards each other. Okay, good morning. This is Jan Ketchell. Today is Monday, July 30th, 2018, and that's our channeled message for today, and hopefully we can all practice open-heartedness this week and see what happens. I think there really is a call for all of us to get in alignment with a new intent to not just be inclusive, but to be loving towards each other more fully. Have a great week, and love to everyone.